Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is September 6, 2006. I'm so honored that you have decided to join us today. We have two amazing guests joining us later in the broadcast. We have Bill Christensen, who is a former government official who will be exposing corruption here on air with us. And we also have Sean Dilley, who is a national radio broadcaster in the United Kingdom, and he'll be talking about a whole host of issues, 9/11, the murder of Princess Diana, the murder of Dr. David Kelly, and so much more. But that is coming up later in the broadcast. Right now, wave of resignations hit Blair as he warns of electoral defeat. Another defeat for the neocons. Blair tells aides he will quit May 31st. That is still a long way away, and he may be forced out of office before then. I wonder if he'll stage another terror attack. I wonder if he'll blow up some more trains and buses like his criminal government did on 7-7 over a year ago. Wouldn't put it past these cold-blooded murderers. Six members of Parliament quit to protest Blair's departure date. They're saying they want him to leave quicker. Meanwhile, the hysteria reaches fever pitch, women pulling out lipstick on planes, the passengers freak out and start tattling, Mexicans that have brown skin can hardly fly on planes, everyone's running around pulling their hair out in fear, thinking they're Muslims about to kill them. And here's a report today, CBS News, Jewish man removed from airplane for praying. That's right. It's exactly where the government wants us, a bunch of ninnying, shaking, cowardly pieces of filth. A bunch of domesticated, braying, buying sheep. Meanwhile, Chicago plans voluntary evacuation drill downtown. Exercise to test emergency preparedness, Associated Press. The real exercise is in practicing a federal takeover of the city, terrorizing the public, and creating the subconscious illusion that there really is a terrorist threat. We'll go into drills as well and why and how they are using them. Yesterday, I covered a Register article where Google is announcing they're going to use the microphones that are standard on most new computers and on many old ones to use NSA-style programs to record everything you say and do and record what you're watching on television off the audio. And with keywords, assess that, and then put it into your master file. Of course, for sale to different advertising agencies, that's one level. And then, of course, the real level is the government collating all of that data as well. Yes, it is the equivalent of catching your neighbor sneaking in your house and planting a camera. You would freak out, you would yell, you would scream, you would call the police, you would be in your front yard probably waving a gun around. That would be the normal response. You would be angry, but they're telling you Google and the government and the cable boxes are doing it, and this is okay. Even last night, we had a great event, sellout crowd. Had to turn away a lot of folks, unfortunately. I hope they'll come to tonight's showing. It hasn't yet sold out, or tomorrow's showing. They're getting close to selling out. The Alamo Draft House in South Lamar of my new film, Terror Storm. But I would bring it up to people just in the hallway, you know, even folks that are on board fighting the New World Order. I'd say, you know, Google's going to use the microphones in your computers to listen to you. And they would smile at me or go, oh, yeah, really, Alex? Now, come on. Yeah, it's in the newspaper, okay? I know it's hard to believe. Stuff this bad's hard to absorb. Sure, there's police listening right now. I think it's great. You probably think Soviet Union's good, too. And I know all the cops aren't bad. I'm just so sad about where this country's gone. Oh, my gosh. We'll be right back.
Cheers.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bill Christensen is a former high-level CIA analyst. A few years ago, he basically stopped belittling 9/11 conspiracy theories in his own mind after starting to research them, and he wrote an article a few months ago, and I believe this is going to be his first big radio interview. We've been trying to get him for a while. He's agreed to come on. Stop Belittling the Theories About September 11th was a story he wrote again a few months ago, and now he's written several more concerning September 11th. He'll be joining us. And then again, Sean Dilley, national radio broadcaster out of the United Kingdom, to talk about the police state, the RFID chips, the murder of political dissidents, and a lot more. That is coming up. Guess what's on the cover of the Austin American-Statesman today? The daily paper here in Austin. Being watched, becoming a part of life. That's the caption above a huge front page color photograph of the City of Austin Situation Center, the FEMA command bunker. That's what it really is. And here they are introducing the people of Austin to how they're now being surveilled. You see, we're now in the preparatory phase where they're announcing, hey, Google's going to listen to you over the microphone in your computer and collate all that. Hey, your cable box isn't just tracking everything you watch and what you what your habits are. It's also has the capability to listen to you as well. Hey, your OnStar's listening to you. Hey, your cell phone's tracking you and listening to you, even when it's turned off. Well, it's the same thing here. And it's a big glowing article about how wonderful it is and how it keeps you safe and how it's good. And they lie in here. They say that it's only 165, quote, places that are surveilled. That is a complete lie. And we know that it is well over 500 cameras. The last time I saw it in a City of Austin press release, and what was that, in 2003? And, of course, that's whole nest of cameras that scan around and are now even being put up on the edges of our neighborhoods. And, of course, you can pull up the headlines, billion-dollar federal grant to put surveillance in to Boston, $1.2 billion grant to put surveillance system in New York. Every day it's the reports of 600-plus million federal cameras in Chicago, tens of millions in Austin. I remember in 1999, Kay Bailey Hutchinson got a bill passed for all over the country, but gave the plum to Austin and Texas, don't worry, to put up hundreds, and they've done it each year since. I don't know the full number. We know it's in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds now. It's hundreds each year of microphones. We don't just have cameras here. My gosh, they've got little shotgun mics that rotate around and telescopically listen to you from hundreds of yards away. And there's also big microphones up now that even have the fluffies on them. They're waterproof, but somehow I guess having the wind shields on it makes it better. But the average Austinite is now, the average Central Texan, is being introduced to this. They're putting it out in a comfortable way. Hey, this is a good thing. Of course, they're not going to put this technology on the border. No, no, no. This is for us, the slaves. Land of the cowards, home of the pathetic jellyfish. Not land of the free, home of the brave. It says the city of Austin uses cameras in 165 places to keep track of traffic and respond to problems. Ali Mozabar, the city's lead traffic engineer, says the workers who monitor the 25 screens in the traffic management center are watching the cars, not the people. And that's a true statement by Ali Mozabar. I remember when I interviewed in 1998, John Hurt, the public spokesman, I think he still is, for the entire state of Texas, for TxDOT, Texas Department of Transportation, and we got a video interview with this. We ought to go dig out all those old shows and put them on the web. We've been putting some of them up, but it's important to see this evolution. And I said, so there's hundreds of cameras in Austin. He said, no, Alex, there's thousands. And I said, but these are being used for law enforcement and surveillance. He said, nope, we don't engage in law enforcement at TxDOT. And I said, ah, but these feeds are hooked into your sister agency, the Texas Department of Public Safety, the state police. He said, Alex, you ought to be a lawyer. He laughed because, you know, here I am. I'm not that smart. I just know their elementary trick of compartmentalizing things in their statements. And it is a lie, but it's a lawyerly lie that you can technically claim isn't a lie. They've got little peep cameras that are fiber optic, thousands of them. There are, again, I don't know, let's count it up. It started in 99, and it said 200-plus microphones each year in the grant. I know the grant's been reauthorized each year, so let me see. 99, 2000. What is 7 times 200? So well over 1,000 microphones. We don't have the exact number, but, hey, forget that. Let's just take the town of Austin where I live. This is a very high-tech, tech-savvy city. 75% of Americans are now on the Internet. Let's imagine that in Austin it's probably even higher, one of the wealthiest per capita cities and highest income in the country. It's in the top 10. So let's just guesstimate. Let's keep a low number. Let's just say 75% of Austinites have computers and are on the Internet. So that's 1 million people metro, so 750,000 people have microphones in their houses. And they have the Orwellian Crime Stop built into their heads. Crime Stop's whenever you think about something bad Big Brother's doing, you don't let yourself focus on it, and you deny it to yourself because thinking bad things about Big Brother is a crime, so hence Crime Stop. And last night we had a great event showing Terror Storm at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar. We have another event tonight, another one tomorrow, and the next week on Wednesday and Thursday. Get your tickets quick because they're all selling out right now. Last night did sell out. We turned away a lot of folks. It was sad. They even stuck some folding chairs in there for people. But that's a separate issue. The point is, I'm there last night, and I was doing a test. I would be behind the merchandise table, and I'd say, hey, did you hear the show today? Microphones in your computers listening to you. And people, even my listeners, some of them were glazing over or laughing and saying, oh, come on, Alex. I know. It's hard for me to even believe, but it's true. You know, we covered yesterday that big poll they did where 51% of Americans think that the NSA surveillance is good now. They didn't before all the fake bust and the announcements that NSA spying stopped the liquid bombers and the evil Miami people and the rest of it. It's all come out later to be provocateur and staged, but that doesn't matter. That's back in the paper if you're even lucky now. And so now they've announced the spying, and people are saying, well, I guess it's good. Has nothing to do with terrorism, but they're breaking the ice. And it's the same thing here in Austin. This is by Ben Ware. So you want to be in pictures, huh? This is a little sarcastic statement at us. Well, congratulations. You already are. Every day at work, on the street, in retail stores, in schools, at cash machines, in the parking garage, in your car, and soon, if the Austin City Council approves using cameras to police traffic signals at selected traffic intersections, you, of course, will be ticketed with that. Security experts say the rapidly improving digital video technology and terrorism concerns, see, they're going to use it, they are using it for terror, quote, crime. All crime is terror, in their definition. According by an influx of money from the federal security grants. Again, let me read that again. Security experts say that rapidly improving digital video technology and terrorism concerns, accompanied by an influx of money from federal security grants, have combined to foster an explosion of cameras in public places. In Britain, which reportedly has 1.5 million surveillance cameras on the job, hey, statesman, Ben Weir, learn how to be a real reporter. As of last year, there were 4.5 million surveillance cameras in London alone. Okay? 15 million in the whole country. There are over 40 million that came out last month in the U.S. So get it straight. In Britain, which reportedly has 1.5 million surveillance cameras on the job, and in certain large American cities, officials have moved towards having blanket camera coverage in core downtown areas to, in theory, determine crime, deter crime, and provide video surveillance and evidence for catching and prosecuting miscreants. Depending on where you live and what you're doing, video forensics experts Grant Fredericks of Spokane, Washington, said you may be filmed dozens of times a day or more. In Britain, in cities, the average person is captured 300 times a day by a surveillance camera. And the article goes on. So the story starts out with, oh, it's just traffic. And it's the same story. It's almost identical to hundreds of others we've seen in other cities. It's just like with Disneyland or Disney World. They say, we don't take your fingerprints. We just take zeros and ones. It's numbers. Don't worry, Google isn't listening to you. I mean, we're recording you, but then the computer just turns it into text, and so it's zeros and ones. Well, see, that's the weird little mental illness spin they put on it. You see, they always broach it like it isn't surveillance. Oh, because we turn it into zeros and ones. Oh, when we face scan you, it isn't your face, it's zeros and ones, but it's reconfigured to your face, to a picture and used to track you. I mean, it's just, but I have people walking to me on the street and I get emails going, well, they say that that ain't a thumbprint, and they say that it's not a face print, and they say it's for traffic. But in the article, it says that, well, yes, part of the use is traffic, but it's also to surveil you. And by the way, we're going to give you tickets with it. And all of that's going to go the way of the Goonie Bird, because they're going right to RFID in your inspection stickers. I know I started the show with this yesterday, and I'm starting it again today, because, even I have become conditioned to basically become acclimated and accepting of this. I mean, we're all under mass mind control. We're all being conditioned, including this reporter, Ben Weir.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government, prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me say it again so it sinks in real good. When we did put a report together up on PrisonPlanet.com, indexing a lot of these different news stories together so you can wake up your friends and family. Scientific Atlantic digital cable boxes, most of them have microphones. TiVo tracks everything you watch and do and uploads the data. When you call and order pizzas from the big three pizza chains, it is instantly your location, your name is instantly uploaded through a private company to the federal government, and instead of getting a pizza, you get a SWAT team if you're wanted. Again, we're all being treated as criminals. No Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment. Total control. Total control. Cameras going in everywhere. Microphones going in everywhere. The microphones in your computers. built into them. The government can dial in and have NSA computers or that type of software that private industry has, i.e. Google, and record all of the voice, all of the conversations. It is transcribed instantly. Your entire conversations you'll ever have in your home are then recorded. The old days of the government needing to dial into your phone, and then you ever pick up your phone and it's not connected. There's not a dial tone. Sometimes that's a malfunction, but more often than not, that's an NSA tap. And folks, you can be the biggest New World Order servant. You can just be an auto mechanic. It randomly is done to everyone. The NSA dials in on phones and just listens for a few hours and records that into data banks. And as their storage systems get bigger and bigger, they're doing it to everybody. And a lot of evidence shows those phones are going to be recording everyone all the time. That's the power of computers, with their computing power and their memory power doubling every year exponentially. Do you understand? Face scanning cameras, scan your faces, put it through the software. Almost all these digital cameras put up by the feds with these grants are then wired back into the federal government. I remember about 5 years ago, right before 9/11, my dad called me one morning at about 7 and said, turn on C-SPAN, I'm having breakfast. And they had the one of the head scientists at the Federal Department of Transportation on, and they were bragging, showing different cities, and they'd just shown Austin punching up the traffic cameras and the neighborhood cameras. The feds pay for it because the military designed it and has bragged in major newspapers that it is considered a occupational control grid. We are literally under NORTHCOM control. This is being put into place so these bastards can literally rape our society. The cage is all around us, and it makes me angry. And then we read statesman articles about, this is Mr. Sessions' judge. He only watches your cars. He doesn't watch you. Oh, we only listen to phone calls from Bin Laden to America. Isn't that reasonable? Aren't you for it? This is sick! This is sick! Again, many of us read 1984. It's been out since 1949. It's one of the all-time best-selling books. Have you read it? You sit there. I remember reading that in high school and again in college and again a few years ago. I read it three times. I remember sitting there in my bed late at night reading it the last time and thinking how scary it was. Cameras in the bathrooms. Now hundreds of school districts have cameras in the stalls. And it's hooked into the police department. That was in the Sacramento Bee. That's right. Cameras in the bathrooms hooked into the police department in Sacramento. It's going on everywhere. And see, there's still normalcy. Remember a few years ago in Tennessee, the visiting girls basketball team, eighth graders, go into the showers and a girl sees a camera in the shower and she ran out screaming, and that's a normal response. And the principal and the school police came and said, hey, what's the big, this was in the news, said, hey, what's the big deal? Of course we have cameras in there for your safety in the showers. And the big communals, and the parents all freaked out. But see, they weren't brainwashed. At this other school, the parents knew and were, and were actually arguing for it. Going, what's wrong with you? You're weirdos. You don't want cameras in the showers. See, they're scum. There's these weak-minded people everywhere. And then, of course, the principal got in trouble because it turned out that it was being sent all over the country over secure internet connections. From Tennessee to North Carolina to Texas to Ohio. Oh, yes. And then it comes out that the principals didn't even put in their own little private cameras in there, and they're accessing them from home. You see, you read 1984 where they're in the park whispering, and it turns out there was a microphone in the park picking them all up. And then I read articles how they're putting microphones up all over the parks in the U.S. But forget all of that. I'm sure you'll accept it and love it. Oh, it's for your safety. But now Google's going to record you inside your home, off the microphone on your computer and the video cam. They're saying that as well. And they say, don't worry, we just turn it all into zeros and ones and put it in your file so we can advertise to you. It's no problem having us listen. Think about it. Cameras and microphones in your home.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I have one of the technical papers put out by Google scientists. This one is Social and Interactive Television Applications Based on Real-Time Ambient Audio Identification. And this is put out by Michael Fink, Center for Neural Computation, Hebrew University of Jerusalem, Google Research Incorporated, Mountain View, California. I'm grieving for this country. I'm grieving for humanity. You understand this doubles every 2 years. You understand what they can do to us with this. This is why they're so arrogant. I turned to page 2 of this huge report, and it says personal broadcast content, and you flip to it, and it says real-time popularity ratings and TV broadcast bookmarks. And it goes on to describe how this works. It says, this community allows members, let me find the actual page, it's a big report here. Oh, I lost the part. I thought I marked the right part. I was just reading this during the break. It said exactly what was in the Register News article. And it said that it says, it talks about Google, and it talks, oh, here it is. It says, the viewer's acoustic privacy. This is microphones in your computer listening to you, okay? Listen to this spin. The viewer's acoustic, that's audio, privacy is maintained by the irreversibility of the mapping from the audio summary statistics. Did you hear that? It's the same thing they say, oh, don't worry, when we thumb scan you at the grocery store, it isn't really a fingerprint, it's just some numbers. But it's measurements between the unique spirals on the index finger or the palm or the thumb, and then they reconstitute it with that digital map with the, what, 14, 16, 20 different indicators depending on what system, and then it gives them your exact thumbprint. It is a thumbprint. Again, it's like saying a digital photo you take with your Canon camera isn't a picture of you, it's zeros and ones, but it reconstitutes in... My dad last night, I had dinner with my parents, and he tried to give it to me. It was some science magazine. I think I left it in the house. And he was going, look at this, look at this. It says that 7 billion images of people's faces have been uploaded, and then the government could never get these digital photos from everybody. They tried to encourage it through different programs, you know, like register your kid for their safety so they don't get kidnapped. It even admitted all that. He was reading it to me. But everybody's just uploaded their pictures anyway, so now the NSA is grabbing all of those. With the help of Google, of course. But listen, I'm digressing, and I'm kind of flummoxed here because this is so bad I can't even describe how bad it is. But again, the viewer's acoustic privacy is maintained by the irreversibility of the mapping from audio to summary statistics. Unlike the speech-enabled proactive agent by Hong Kong ETAL 2001, that's a system to listen over your microphones, our approach will not overhear conversations. Furthermore, no one receiving or intercepting these statistics is able to eavesdrop on such conversations since the original audio does not leave the viewer's computer and the summary statistics are insufficient for recognition. It's the same lie, which the register, to their credit, that their tech people exposed. See, they're saying that Google has the only key to unencrypt your voice. And they say in this report, okay, they say in this report that we're going to post on prisonplanet.com, go read it. Go read scientific reports, okay? Go read what we read. Go look at what we look at. Go read this. Hear what they're going to do to you. I just feel like just smashing this equipment, just rampaging through the door. I am just angry right now. And let me tell you something, that is a normal response to these type of insults. And they're going to be announcing now in the next few years how the microphone listens to you, but then telling you, oh, it's just digital data. Of course it's all digital zeros and ones. But Google has the key. The government has the key. They found Microsoft and other Google keys when the software's been released. We talked about it yesterday, where it even has keys in it called NSA decryption key. Google is the government, but they've moved in their main headquarters into a NASA research facility. They've just taken NSA technology, and they're integrating it in with the population and the public. You notice how Google's allowed to get away with a bunch of stuff nobody else is? You notice how far ahead they are of Yahoo and everyone else? I'm calling Google out. They just make me sick. They make me so sick. And the argument is, well, if they don't do it, somebody else will. Folks, you're... And they get you addicted to the computers. They get you addicted to digital cable. They get you addicted to DVR, TiVo, and all the rest of it. What's it called in England? Sky Plus. And it's just everything you're doing is being tracked. Everything you're doing is being traced. And when you walk out on the street, your face is being scanned. Your walk's being scanned. A bunch of airports have put in passive MRIs that scan your brain. I mean, this is thousands of times past 1984. And, of course, all these systems picked up the hijackers on 9/11 in the months before. FBI that was compartmentalized and defense intelligence and enabled danger. They tried to stop them, and the government would tell them, hey, these are government agents, back off. This is a secret program. That all came out in the news. But the general public is still in denial. You understand we have murdering killers in control. who are putting in a total control grid to track and trace everything we do. And now, all over big cities in the U.S., the government is sampling the detritus, the human excrement in the sewage lines, and they're talking about putting sensors in at junctions and using mandatory DNA tracing to test the excrement and be able to identify the molecules' connections to the feces or the urine and coming and arresting you, automatic drug testing in the sewer lines. And I'm not making that up either. That's mainstream news, and they're putting it in L.A. and New York. And a couple other cities, I forget which one. Just type in government to test sewers for drugs. I just can't handle it anymore. Drugs these pieces of filth ship in. And I'm sitting here and I'm reading this article, this document, this PDF file from Google's researchers. This is what they're telling you. The viewer's acoustic privacy is maintained by the irreversibility of the mapping from the audio to summary statistics. See, it all goes into big graphs. Mass graphs, different statistical breakdowns, and then, of course, your personal filing graph. Unlike the speech-enabled proactive agent by Hong Kong ETAL 2001, our approach will not overhear conversations. That is pure bull. Furthermore, no one receiving or intercepting these statistics is able to eavesdrop on such conversations since the original audio does not leave a viewer's computer and the summary statistics are insufficient for reconstruction. So they seize control of your computer, they use the microphone, and then what they're saying is they encode it when it leaves and it goes into a statistical bucket. Further, the system can easily be designed to use an explicit mute, unmute button to give the viewer full control of when acoustic statistics are collected for transmission. They always say that about cookies, about everything, and then there's no amount of software that'll block it or stop it. Although we apply our technicians and techniques to television, we do not use the visual channel as our data source. Instead, we use audio for three pragmatic reasons. Now, again, and you read through here, it says they're going to be listening to the radio in your home, the TV in your home, and your speech in your home, and transcribing it all, and they brag in here how they can take four or five sources, a party of chattering people, and they can separate all those out and create data lines on it. They know who you are by your speech patterns, your voice print. I mean, this isn't just like a Big Brother microphone in your house. This is AI computers. And let me now take you to Business Week. This is Business Week today. Okay, this is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Attention, shoplifter. See, you're all guilty. You all deserve this. See how they spend that? With $30 billion in theft, there's a revolution in surveillance systems. There are 6 million video cameras mounted in stores across the U.S., according to market research J.P. Freeman Co. Their unblinking eyes are everywhere, watching exits, peering down aisles. You already knew that, but you probably had no idea how smart some of these cameras are getting. Well, let's get technical. The software the cameras are hooked into are smart. Some Macy's and Babies R Us stores have installed a system called the Video Investigator, whose advanced surveillance software can compare a shopper's movements between video images and recognize unusual activity. Remove 10 items from a shelf at once, for instance, or open a case that's normally kept closed or locked, and the system alerts guards sitting in the back, or pacing the sales floor with a shimmy or flashing screen. The system can predict where a shoplifter is likely to hide, at the ends of aisles or behind floor displays. A search function spots sudden movement that might indicate a large spill, prompting workers to clean it up before it leads to a slip and a fall and an accident. And you go on, and it just says how wonderful it is for 5 pages. It's just, oh, it's so positive. This is called smart shelving technology. And let me just give you the news. They always announce it 5 years after it happened. Every major chain, department store, you name it, have face scanning cameras integrated into their systems. They're tracking everything you do. They are recording everything you say. AI computers are going through all of it. It's the same system. And that's in industry publications. But here is Business Week for you doing that. And, of course, none of this is going to stop any shoplifting. This is just a complete and total scam. And it makes people even stupider. You know, we are getting dumber and dumber. It's like somebody 20 years ago, 30 years ago, before the Texas Instruments $150 calculator came out. Now they're about a dollar. But people used to could do math. Now, the smartest people I know can't do math. We just use calculators. You see, all of this also has that effect of now the security guards just sit there lazily in the back doing nothing, as if a security guard couldn't be taught in a course how to watch the cameras, how to look for people going behind structures, how to look for people doing suspicious things, how to do their job. No, they don't do that. And again, it's a moral decline. You didn't used to have surveillance in stores because people didn't steal. We had a depression in this country, and the crime rate went up a little bit, but not much. But there have been major studies done by universities and the government. You know what's going to happen if there's a depression? These soccer moms and these Lexus-driving yuppies are going to turn into the most dangerous people you can imagine. The inner cities are going to melt down. Third world hordes are going to lay waste to entire cities. And the government is going to stand by and let them do it, because they're going to bring this country down by hook or by crook. Look, I'm not trying to be negative here, folks. I'm here telling you the facts, laying out the information with the computer God gave me called my brain, my gray matter. And I've been watching these people, these globalists put in this grid. I've been warning you. I've been screaming about it. I've been breaking down what would happen. I've been telling you they're using your cable boxes to listen to you, using your computers to listen to you. Frankly, your computers and your cable boxes really aren't even yours. The government sets up these systems, develops these technologies, gives them to select corporations like Google and others, and they just implement it. And then no one told you. I mean, what would you do if a marketer came to your door and said, let me put a camera in your house to watch you, a microphone in your house to watch you, and I'm going to pay you $500 a month? You'd say no. If you caught your neighbor hiding a camera in your house, you would freak out. But they announce, it's the same story. Oh, we're taking your thumbprints, but we're not really taking your prints at the store or at the Disney World or at the tanning salon. It's just numbers. No. It's the same PR. The companies put out the PR. They have big RFID and biometric conventions. And I remember 6-7 years ago reading the minutes of their conventions, and they said, we will explain to the people that we're not really taking their prints, that it's all just numbers, and that'll put them to ease. And then I have to watch their PR people in every case say the same thing, and it's the same thing with this. Oh, we're not listening to your audio. We're just recording the audio and then transcribing it and then digitizing it and scrambling it and encrypting it, and then don't worry, no one can get it, and it's not audio. But it is audio. It's like in 1999, and this is in my film, Police State 2000, we show this front page Statesman article, and it said gunshot detectors going in Austin, K. Bailey Hutchinson, a grant. We talked about it earlier. So I typed into a search engine. What was it? Dogpile, Ask Jeeves, whatever it was at the time. And I went right to the company and bragging about the Austin contract and the other contracts they got with the federal grant. And they called it their long-range acoustic devices. And they bragged, and they had little audio clips. Click here. And it said, listen to two children. This was recorded at 200 yards away. With the system, and it also serves as a gunshot detector to triangulate. So they don't call it a microphone, they call it a gunshot detector. 7 years into these being put in Austin and Chicago and New York, all over the country. 7 years into these being put in, you ever heard of them using a gunshot triangulator to bust somebody? No. It's a microphone. And they're using it to listen to you. And the microphones are listening for keywords. And though the emergency management centers in every major city put in by FEMA in 1999, bigger cities even earlier, The moron staff at those facilities, they aren't allowed to dial into those functions. But those cameras and those microphones are hooked into the feds, and they are. And so it's NSA microphones listening for keywords. I can't walk down the hike and bike trail with my wife and have a private discussion because there are microphones down there. I can't walk down the city streets of Austin because there are microphones down there. If I want to have a private discussion, I have to unplug the physically. Turn off the computers, unplug them from the internet. If I want to have a private discussion, which I just never do, I would need to go in my bathroom and turn on the water real loud and whisper in my wife's ear. Okay, that's how bad it is. You got a laptop in your bedroom? The government is recording you having sex with your wife. When you walk through the airports, they digitally scan right through your clothes and record 365-degree images of your naked body.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Coming up in the next segment, we'll get him here in just a moment for you. We really appreciate him spending time with us. Bill Christensen is a former senior official of the CIA. He was a national intelligence officer and the director of the CIA's Office of Regional and Political Analysis before his retirement in 79. Since then, he has written numerous articles on U.S. foreign policy, and we've got him joining us. He's gone public on 9/11. another individual who actually took time out to look at the facts and found out something pretty horrible. Pretty horrible. I mean, how do you... I'm at a loss for words on all of this. I have a huge stack of other NSA and private spying on you. And there are literally hundreds of articles every day introducing the public to this, selling it. They're all positive, how good it is, how wonderful it is to have microphones and cameras in your home watching you without them asking, how wonderful it is to be tracked and traced, how wonderful it is to have these new sonar/radar cameras going up everywhere that scan your naked body. And they claim for your biometric signature. Oh, yeah, it's color images of you naked. We're naked now, basically walking around like total cattle. It's sick. I mean, it's sick. And that's why the government's so arrogant. I mean, it's hard with all of my limited mental capacity, but, you know, it's above average, to even grasp the full depths of it. Listen, I've made a new film, Terror Storm, and it's the best I've made, and you need to have it. You need to get it in your hands. You need to aggressively make copies of it. We can expose this system. We will expose this system. We don't have a choice. Find out who the terrorists are. That's the linchpin to their whole agenda of surveillance and control. And you need to get Terror Storm. It documents that the New World Order carried out 9/11, the 7/7 bombings in London, the Madrid bombings, and it goes back through history. It exposes the Iraq War for what it is. It is such a powerful film. It is such a powerful film. MI5 agents, CIA agents are in it. Chief economists for the current Bush administration that have gone public. It's just physics professors, documents, bullhorning parliament. It's a great film. It's fast moving. I'm really proud of it. It gets into Orwellian doublespeak and surveillance grids and NSA spying. It's a tour de force, Terror Storm. It deserves to be a popular film. It is my goal that it be seen, that we warn people that it go over the crest, that it have a major impact. And you can do that by getting a DVD of Terror Storm at InfoWars.com and then making copies of it. When you leave for work, make a copy. When you get home at night, make a copy. Make two copies a day. Burn copies. Make copies. Dump them on VHS. I don't care. Zip them on, you know, your hard drive. Spread it around the web. Whatever. Terror Storm, available at InfoWars.com. Get Martial Law, get Road to Tyranny, get Order of Death while you're at it. Make copies of all my films. Or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. 15 cents a day. And the PrisonPlanet.tv, you get all 15 of my films, my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, all of the 9/11 neocon agenda symposium out in L.A. That's all up there in super high quality for you. You can burn them on the disc, give them to people. Great activist tool, PrisonPlanet.tv. And again, that toll-free number to join us is 1-888-253-3139. That number to call and get the videos is 888-253-3139. To call, get the videos, and join us in the fight against the New World Order, 888-253-3139. Please get Terror Storm. Please get it out to everyone. The New World Order cannot stand exposure, and we're going to give them exposure. Again, Terror Storm, now available, the official DVD with the 66 minutes. That's one section of extras. It's actually 68 minutes of extras, 113-minute film, over 3 hours total. Terror Storm, Terror Storm. Get it now. Get it now. Make copies. Get it out to people. Get Terror Storm. We'll be right back with the second hour.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.